Welcome to Amber Energy, the podcast. Each episode, we talk about what it takes to be the best entrepreneur you can be and how to take your business or your client's business to the next level when it comes to graphic design, branding, and so much more. Let's get started. All right. Welcome to another episode of Amber Energy, the podcast. I am one of your hosts, Rachel Sedwick, and I'm joined by my co-host, Amber Jacobs. How are you doing today, Amber?
Oh, just peaches and cream today. It is a beautiful, beautiful day here in Western Washington.
Yes, it's a beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas as well. So,
and that was a hard sarcasm. Really, it's gray, cloudy, and there's not much going on.
Oh yeah, it's actually beautiful here.
It's actually not that beautiful.
It's like it's rainy. 65 degrees. It's really nice out, but
it's gray and raining here in the beautiful state of Washington. Not a beautiful thing. I wish it was. So my lighting here is all for fakes.
Yeah, you have fake lighting. I have real sunlight here.
I have this happy light, UV light, because I need it this time of year.
Yeah. I have a happy light too. And that gives me that artificial sunlight, because I also used to live in Washington and I hardly ever use it because it's sunny first thing in the morning here. And I'm just, it's still winter. Like, it's weird.
Here's to you.
All right. So even though the weather isn't that great, what are your wins for this week? Personal or professional?
So my wins for this week was that we onboarded a new designer and a project manager to the team. So that's probably a big win for the week. And I'm stoked to kick us all off and have our first all up team stand up for this afternoon. So I think that's a big win for Amber Design.
Yeah, that was going to be my win too, was like the fact that we have project manager starting, and one of them is a designer that's been with us for a while. One of them is a colleague of yours, and they both seem like really good fits for Amber Design. And like we've talked about in other episodes, last year, 2021 was all about like building the foundation to be able to do stuff like this. And now we're actually doing it pretty early on in the year, which is cool.
Yeah, I think we're kind of like, I'm kind of goal setting for the year, you know, projecting and forecasting for the year. And I think it's just, you know, what is it? It's February. So kind of just setting myself up for a better year.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, let's talk about our topic today, which is we're talking about why would a business owner hire a boutique graphic design company over a big fish agency?
Yeah.
So why don't you go over first, like what that even means? Like what is boutique when it comes to graphic design companies?
Yeah, no, a boutique to me is a small agency that provides more of a custom solution. There's not many members to the company, right? So there's not as many employees. Maybe there's mostly a contractor base. They don't have offices worldwide or nationwide. They don't have all these like overhead for offices. They tend to be remote, virtual kind of boutique agencies. And their work tends to be with like mid to larger companies and not like enterprise level companies like the Amazons or the Microsofts or the T-Mobiles. They tend to do like more mid-size to large companies.
And so real quick, just define what like mid-size to large is for the average person.
I consider mid-size a large size would be maybe 20 to 50 employees. They have a lot of, great employees. Maybe they've got a good team. They got, marketing directors, they have enough salary and revenue for marketing directors, a good CEO, HR services. So they kind of got some things going on with their business. The revenue is good enough. They've been around a block for a little while. And they can support, all those kind of main key roles in a company. So I would say that's probably what I define as like a mid to large size company. Maybe as low as even 10 people, but that'd be more of a small size business. That's kind of what I define as a medium to large.
Okay, cool. Because I feel like different people have different understandings of what that means, So what would you say is considered like the, a large business or design firm? So now focusing more on like design specific
Yeah. So like for example, I spent a lot of time at these design agencies and I have the utmost respect for them. You know, the Draft FCBs, the Possibles, Wonderman, Publicis. These are all amazing worldwide design agencies. And they are really well known in the industry, locally and nationwide. But tends to be with that, you know, that they are well renowned, they got a great team, you know, they're always huge and they got all these amazing ideas and heads kind of like in on a project, but they also tend to have a lot more layers, right? Like mm-hmm. you've got like, you know,
a lot more hands touching.
Yeah, things, more right? hands to touch. Like one meeting will cost, you know, $1,000 because you've got all these people in one meeting, right? You got the designer, you got the junior designer, the production designer, the art director, the creative director, the project manager, the account executive, the creative director, and then the client people and project manager. So there's like all these people and you know, their salaries would be all in one meeting for an hour. I mean, so they tend to just have a lot of layers. So you kind of have like this big internal churn of design work and external churn with the client.
Yeah.
And the clients tend to have a lot more stakeholders, right? So they've got, you know, a lot more people to please as well because they're bigger companies and there's a lot of opinions. So there's just like a lot more to like that churn of internal, external because of the layers of those bigger companies. And that's just the nature of that business.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say is like kind of a downfall right off the bat of some of those things?
They're not as quick to respond, like, or they're quick to respond. I don't mean it that way. They take more time to be able to get around a review, right? Mm-hmm. So client gives feedback or client comes with a project. The agency has to kind of like hurry up and get their ducks in a row to intake it, figure out the team who's going to go on it. And then, okay, now it's scheduled to kick off or okay, now here's round one. And that could be, you know, a week or two later. So they're not nearly as nimble as like a boutique agency can be.
Yeah.
There's just a lot more layers involved with onboarding and bringing in a project.
Yeah. And so translate that for someone like, say someone, our listener is a business owner, mm-hmm. whether they have a new business or they've had their business for a while and they need graphic design services. So like, how is that what you just said, maybe a downfall or a negative for them? If they were to list out all the pros and cons.
Sure. Right? One of them is just the cost, right? So a big agency to walk in the door, you know, it's going to be, you have to be able to have, you know, 50K just to walk in the door to have one project.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. One project, like just a single logo.
I want to do a campaign, like AT&T would come in or T-Mobile would come in or Microsoft would come in. They have a project, a campaign they want to push, a project they need, you know, and, you know, after, you know, rounds and rounds of review and meetings, external, internal, all these rounds of review and meetings and rounds of design review and production and creation of the assets, you're looking at like a 50K minimum just to walk through the door because of all these layers of people. Right. So that kind of doesn't, a lot of smaller or mid-sized companies like what I work with don't have 50K just to walk in for the door for one project. That's insane.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that difference of price point is probably the biggest differentiator for a lot of mid-sized companies. It's like, whoa, I don't got that kind of money just to walk in the door. Like, yeah, I'd love to work with you, but like, I don't got 50K work with you or 100K work with you.
Yeah.
For one campaign project.
Yeah, for sure.
What would be the biggest differentiator would be that. But the pro is like, yeah, I mean, you get like a whole team of graphic designers and all these creative minds and, you know, so that you're paying for a lot of brain work, but it just comes out on the money side. So it just depends on what you value.
Yeah. What your priority is. Like, do you want multiple designers and like this big creative director head looking at your stuff? Or would you rather have like one to two great designers / creative directors like yourself? You work in most of your files and you're also the creative director. So you're a designer and director and you make all the decisions with camera design.
There's just less layers. Like I just now hired my first project manager, but like, and they'll be contractor part-time, but like, yeah, I don't have like all these layers of like the PM is doing this and the account manager is doing this and the executive creative director is doing this. And there's just all these like layers. And when you have a bigger company, I get the rationale of why you have to be that way because there's just more, there's more people to manage. And that's just nature as you grow. That's just where it is. Mm-hmm. So that would probably differentiate me from, you know, being a big time agency to being a boutique nimble agency, just a little bit more nimble.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the difference, like coming from a designer who's been working at a firm, like one of these big firms that you've talked about, design firms, and then now being a designer in a boutique firm like yours, what is the difference in your work capacity and your ability to be creative when you're working on, I assume if you're at a firm as a designer, you might be working on multiple clients and projects at a time versus being a designer at a smaller firm. Is there a big difference there?
I would actually kind of counter that. Actually, it's not that way. So normally at a big firm, you're actually on like typically one account at a time. So like when I was at, Rational, I was only on the Microsoft account.
Okay.
And I was there the entire time on the Microsoft account. And then at Publicis, I was on the T-Mobile account, you know, so you kind of actually, it's actually kind of different typically actually in an agent, bigger agency, you kind of get put on account because you get, you understand those brand, the brand messaging, the brand look and feel, and then it's easier for you to be able to produce and design to that brand because you understand the tone and messaging and everything and flavor. Yeah. Now with a boutique agency, my designers and I, we work on up to 5 or 6 clients at a time. So actually it's kind of the opposite. Like here you'll have the, you know, not always the design or the company has brand guidelines. So, you know, at a big agency, I was like, okay, it is this color, this font, this type of photography for this client. And it's more like, yeah, it's a campaign and it's different a little bit, but you're staying within a parameter. That is,
you're not actually getting to do as much creative work as you are. Kind of
mostly done. And then like at a smaller size, like these smaller companies, you know, middle to large companies, they kind of have a loose brand. They're open to ideas.
They hired you to create their brand identity.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, kind of on the fly, cool with anything that works out. And then in my agency, like I will one day be on, you know, I'll be working for First Security Bank and then I'll switch over and I'll be working on Haven, and then it's Be Well Balanced. And then it's, you know, this client or that client. So like in any given day, I'll whiz bang in and out of client, different client files, 4 or 5 different clients in a day. And that would never happen at a big time agency.
Yeah. I wonder, I feel like that almost just knowing how the brain works and everything, I feel like that kind of work makes an artist better and makes you, your mind a little bit more nimble as far as your ability to create new and unique things more often.
Yeah, no, I found it kind of boring at times working at agencies because I would get my brain would just be bored, like working at Microsoft.
Looking at the same Microsoft colors all the time.
Well, I mean, like it wasn't a bad thing. They're a big brand and they're just established. But I remember working on like the Microsoft, this is the windows.com before it became one website. Yeah. But you know, it was production, a little bit more production role felt like to me. And I just kind of, after a few months of it, I felt my brain kind of felt a little mushy because my brain was a little bored.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but now working with within my own agency, my own boutique agency, you know, like my brain is constantly like, okay, they look like this and this is their flavor. And then I got over here to this brand. This is this flavor and this messaging and this product. And, you know, so you kind of are constantly keeping your mind fresh and no 2 days are the same. But that's what I also appreciate. I like constant new things. I like the life game that is Tetris.
Yeah.
It's coming at me. And, you know, I kind of block them in however it fits the best.
Yeah. That I feel like is one of the most valuable parts. If I'm looking at like, if I were a business owner to hire one designer or a designer from either a big agency firm or a boutique agency, is like, the boutique agency has those designers that get to be more fluid and just like not all over the place, but they get more options and they have more projects going on and they're able to, you know, their mind isn't mushy like it might be with just like one. But like
some creatures are very comfortable in that role, like, you know, the right job, right? So like some people like knowing what they're gonna wake up to and do every day. Mm-hmm. They like that structure. You know, they like that. That feels cozy to them. So that just wasn't cozy to me. But some people thrive in those environments and that's totally okay. It's just not for everybody. And for me, it wasn't for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So talking more about like benefits of working for a boutique, tell me more about like, how is a boutique agency more efficient? Like what's communication like?
Yeah, I think there's just less layers and faster turns, right? So, you know, because you're really dealing with mostly me, right? So something comes in from a client, I'll intake it and I'm on it within like probably a few hours of it coming into the agency. So I guess like that efficiency of intaking projects and then me triaging them to a designer or myself or whomever needs to get home, depending on the ideal due date that the client provides me and what we need to do or how big the project is, you know, I'll either triage it to a designer or I have to do it myself because they need it the next day or they need it, you know, something like that. And I don't always have someone on tap to turn around in a day. So yeah, that kind of just depends on what the ask is from the client. So I think that's probably the big thing is like, there's just less layers. You're dealing with less people and we're able to be nimble and intake projects and turn around them faster. Yeah. Would be by the big efficiency nimble thing that we have.
Okay. So how about communication? How is that different? And why might I like that better at your agency or a boutique agency moreover?
Yeah. So I think that's kind of that responsive communication where we're quick, right? That quick turn, but then we're reliable. Like we can't rely on this massive agency name or brand that they have. So like the Possibles or the Wondermans, right? They've got this massive, you know, international or global brand name to rely on, right? So if you kind of have a mess up every once in a while, it's really not going to ding you too bad. Mm-hmm. But for my company, right, we're a little bit smaller and nimble. Like if I don't communicate well, or, you know, I don't respond as fast, like that's my brand.
It might be quicker to write you off.
Right, exactly. Like I don't have like this like, you know, publicist name to back me to be like, oh, it's just that one person, but publicist is great. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if I kind of do the same thing, it's like, well, I'll go find another designer. Right? So
yeah.
I have to, like, because I'm still sort of in my infancy as a business still, I really have to pay attention to my brand and my word.
Yeah.
And so I think those are things that you're going to get with Amber Design. Like I really, really value integrity, right? Business integrity. So, you know, if I say I'm going to do something or be somewhere or get it back to you and be able to hit that due date, well, this agency is going to make it happen because we have to. It's our business integrity on the line and we need that for the next client. So we're not short-term company, right? Just about this project or this what's in front of us. We're in the 30-year game. Like I tend to be in business for the next 30 years. And that reputation means a lot to us. So I would say that's kind of one thing for the communication bit that I would say. And then also, I guess you would say I'm not a typical West Coaster. Like I am very direct and organized. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly passive. I'll tell you how it is.
Not passive at all.
I'm pretty direct but very transparent. I'll tell you how it is, which I think some people find very refreshing. So I'm very direct, very organized, very transparent. You will always know where you are in the project, what next steps are, who's got what, what's the action items. I will tell you what I think of the designs or feedback and I'll push back. So I always give you what you want, but I always push you in where I think the expertise needs to be. So
yeah. Well, I think that's an important thing for possible, like say future clients of Amber Design, right? To think about is because you're like that, you are able to give them realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. Because someone at like maybe a bigger firm, not that this is the wrong way to do things, they might not give as much of those like hard deadlines and those like
pushback
and the pushback. Yeah, because they're more afraid of they're just afraid of different things coming from back.
There's some client. Big stakeholders. You're talking to like really big executives that think their shit don't stink all the time, right? So they think they know best. But mm-hmm. How I kind of frame it too is that like, okay, you might think, you know, obviously they know their business best. Like I always default to that. Like, you know your business best, but when I think about your target demographic or when I think about your goals of your business, you know, I kind of phrase it in that way of like, this might be more successful for this, this, and this reason. Cause it's not always all about what you think because you're not your target client or your product's target audience. So I kind of always try to frame it up in that way to help them see things through their clients or prospects or customers' train of thought.
Well, and your number one goal too is not just getting their money, it's getting their repeat business, getting their referral business, getting, and that means making your number one goal has to be making them money, making them happy, and giving them a product that's really going to do what they want it to do.
Right. And their success is my success. Like if they're making money and they're hitting their sales goals or their marketing goals, then that's a win for us.
Yeah. So, you pushing back on them is in no way serving yourself, really. Mm-hmm. It's serving them, because it's like, like I'm not going to steer you wrong. Cause if I did, that would be the end for me. And you know, you would fire me if my, you know, my stuff didn't work for you. So it's like, you have to give that pushback. And I think that that's part of what makes you as a business owner and creative director unique, in that not everyone is like that. A lot of people just want to make the client happy right off the bat. And you're more in it for the long game. You're going to make them happy, like with their logo for 30 years. Right.
Yeah. I would not say that I'm an order taker.
Nope.
I mean, I will listen to you, and I will read between the lines. I will listen to you, what your needs are and what you're trying to say, but then I will always offer you, you know, what you asked for, but I'm always going to push you and have you think about X, Y, and Z up and beyond what you're requesting.
Yeah. Cause it really all matters so much when you're talking about a company's branding.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, it's not just visual, it's their messaging. It's not just, you know, it's helping them. So lead into one of our next podcasts about their sales funnel. And so it leads to like, all right, so if I try to put myself in their customers or their prospects, you know, shoes and think about, okay, why do I need this? Why do I want it? And if my designs and messaging can make that customer want to click through and call or want their product, then that's a win. So, you know, so I have to kind of just sometimes think, you know, work with the marketing director or the business owner of these medium to large businesses to think about either their services or products of how their prospects or customers are going to want or why they need them or want them. And so I help them also with that. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's why this would be successful. And so that's that kind of next level, like thought process that I bring to the table as a business owner.
Yeah. That kind of goes into our last like bullet point, and just like the main benefits of working with a boutique is talk about your passion and your values and what that really means to you, but mostly to a business owner listening to this episode.
My company values.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I think my company value is business integrity. Like, again, like if I say I'm going to do something or be somewhere or whatever it is, like, oh boy, I better be there because my reputation's on the line. So I would say I am not a flake. I will show up and I will be there. I like to come in clutch. I am not one to leave you hanging. So I would say that business integrity is like my A number one thing. Mm-hmm. Next, like I'm really passionate about the work that we do. Like I want to make like every project this perfect little thing that you love and I love. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're happy, I'm happy. And that's ultimately the end result. Your success is my success. Yeah. So I would say like our passion to do good work and to make our clients happy means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. Also our quality of work. Like I aim for excellence, right? And like creativity and delivery. Like I want a smooth process, smooth delivery. I care about the quality of the work that leaves my house. Because my reputation's on the line, and I don't want you to have a bad delivery or a bad experience, because I want future work with you and I want you to talk positively about my business.
Yeah. And then, that's a big part of how you get more business. And
yeah, like I'm again, I'm in it for not just this project. I'm in it for the next 30 years of projects. And whether you're at this company or the musical chairs at your next company and you are over here, I want you to remember your experience with Amber Design and Amber Jacobs. And so whether you're at this company, the next company, or the next four companies, I want you to think of me and work with me again.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of plays into back to what you had said about the bigger design firms, like the big fish, is like, they don't necessarily care that much about it. Or like one project manager at that agency or one designer even at that agency, it doesn't impact them as much because they're just a little fish in their big pond, and maybe they're about to go work for another agency. So they don't really care that much. Whereas like you and your designer, your designers that work for Amber Design, like you guys really care, because it's like, you are a smaller business and your reputation is built brick by brick. It's not this like big name out there that's really kind of untouchable, or it'd be really hard to touch it, you know?
Yeah. So I can't afford the bad rep and I don't want to. Like, that's just also because I care. Like, I'm also just like, I genuinely care. And like, I don't know. I have this, you know, kindness bit about me. I get really excited. I'm passionate. I'm fun to work with. And I really just care. Like, I genuinely care. Mm-hmm. You'll get that experience when working with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I care about how well you do. I care about how your dog is. I care about little things of life, right? About you as a person. And I care about you as a person. And I care about your success in your business. Mm-hmm. And so I can think that's just like that ultimate care and genuinity. That's even a word, genuinity.
That's another Amberism.
But you'll get when working with Amber, and like just like that empathy and respect, and
with a human when you're working with Amber Design,
like
and most like boutique agencies that have similar values to you.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's go into that. Kind of segue into how one would choose the right agency. Whether it's boutique, big fish, which boutique, which big fish?
I think it comes down to, you know, who do you want to pick up the phone and call? Mm-hmm. Like, do you like this person? So like, I always recommend that you should interview your people. Should be serious. Like, cause it's not just this project. Yeah, it might be one-off project, but like who over the next like 6 months to a year, if it's a big project, who do you actually want to talk to? Like, who would you actually want to go get a happy hour or go get a coffee with? Could you shoot the shit with this person? So I think personality matters. Yeah. A lot. And if you don't jive with this person, then it's probably not going to work out. So it's just a little bit of dating, a little bit of like, do we like each other? So that's sometimes why I always like, let's just do an initial project, see if we like each other before we continue the relationship.
Yeah.
So let's just see if we both like each other before we like sign on for like a 6 month to a year project. That's like, oh man, if we're not a good fit, then we need to part ways.
Yeah. What about like, how do I choose like, depending on the type of company I am or the niche. Yeah, sure.
It also comes down to, you know, price point makes a difference. Obviously brass knuckles matter, right? So that's just the end of the game. So it's going to be your personality. Do I like these people? You know, can I afford them? Do I want to work with them? Do I value that? The process, right? So, you know, I think that one thing that sets Amber Design apart is our kind of like surefire process that we've kind of worked out. That's pretty different than a lot of other agencies. So mm-hmm. we have a really great process that kind of churns, produces results that matter. So I think that's another, you know, thing why you would hire us is our like unique design approach. And then what would be another reason why you'd hire us? Well,
reviews. We're just awesome.
What?
Reviews. Reading
yeah, we're
reviews.
Just awesome. You know, good reviews. I don't know. We do a good job of making sure our clients are happy and follow up. Like we always follow up and come back to top of email. Like I'm going to follow up with you and say hi and see how you're doing and making sure everything's all good still. So you're going to see that when working with Amber Design.
Yeah, I agree. I think also like there's a lot of like little touches that we do at Amber Design. Like, you know, you send out a really fun brand box to your clients once you finish your first project together. Mm-hmm. And it has like a bunch of fun little things. And it's like, I won't ruin the surprise for anyone who might get one in the future.
Yeah. But so a brand box to a client appreciation and also new hires. Right. So like mm-hmm. everybody that comes, works with me will get, you know, a little thing. And then
I get the Amber touch, and that's something that has really carried you through your whole career.
Well, yeah, too. I'm all about the handwritten cards and you know, that personal touch. I think that's just one thing that's always going to set us apart. There's something, you can say thank you in an email, but then it's like next level when you like they get a card in the mail. It's like, oh,
there's a little sticker in it, and like there's awesome. You know,
like it's like just more personal and like genuine, and like I don't know, it's just people don't do that anymore, and I think it's feels good when you get a card in the mail.
Yeah, it does.
<That's> special. So you'll kind of get those nice little touches. You'll get a Christmas card every year. And, you know, if we're super BFF, you'll even get, you know, eventually for like long-term clients, I'll know your birthday, you know, I'll send you a little something. Like, I don't know, just that extra level of thought and empathy and care that I put into my business.
Yeah. So as a business owner, you got to be like aware of your priorities and aware of like your style and, and know like really what you want. So like before just pulling the trigger on like top 10 design firms worldwide, like think about what do I really want? And do I want more of a personal relationship? Do I want to be able to talk on the phone with the person who's not only making the calls, but is the business owner and is it in the files? Because I feel like that's a big important piece of it. And
I think also because
you know, maybe it's not to you, but it's a nice ability to be able to do that, right?
I think also being a business owner myself, I can like have empathy and thought around how a business works and functions. And so I think I come with like a lot more like experience when it comes to that and like helping these business owners or these marketing directors or whatever, like kind of get to the next level when it comes to their business. And I have empathy for that too, because I've been there, I'm in it, I'm doing it myself. So I think there's also that sort of like business owner to business owner love that I have. We're all just trying to make it together.
We really are.
It's okay. We'll get through this. I promise.
We will. We will.
I got you. It's okay.
Well, on that note, do you have any closing thoughts on hiring big fish or hiring boutique over a big fish when it comes to graphic design agencies?
No, I would just say there's not a right or wrong. You do you, but I would say that you're going to love the more custom experience you're going to get with us, a more genuine custom process.
And you're going to like the way you look.
Oh, man. Yep. There we are. Monday morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to like that. And especially if you've ever worked with like one of those bigger brands before, bigger companies, you're definitely going to see the difference. If you start out by doing, you know, the smaller boutique agency, you might not know the difference as much, but that would be
I think you're going to get quite a bit more personality as well working with me.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
A lot more fun on a phone call,
which is good. You know, your brand and your brand identity, like it should be a fun process.
I mean, we're Amber Energy, the podcast for.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of Amber Energy. We are super excited to be able to bring you this podcast, talk about all things graphic design, business, just life in general and in between. So thank you for listening as always. And please, if you can, and if you haven't already, subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and let us know if you ever want to tell us what you'd liked. And for those of you not watching this podcast, Amber's trying to distract me and make me laugh. But all I'm trying to say is follow us, leave us a review, let us know, reach out to us. If you ever need any design work, we're at www.awesomeamber.com. And then we're also on Instagram at @awesomeamberdesign. And you can find us all over the place as well. So thank you for listening, and we will catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.